Good afternoon once again, Audio Boo. I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on the coffee story and my experiences with coffee. I've just heard two great responses from Fyman Rich, talking about his stories of getting into coffee during his days with the Air Force, and also some a great story there from Mac about his experiences on the night shift and the guy who used to drink the Tarmac Adam coffee. I'd also like to say, Mac, I'm loving the sound quality you're getting from that Zoom recorder. Something I'd really like to look into as well. So I'd be interested to hear more of your booze with that. I know in my timeline that I've been catching up today, I'm around about 2 days behind, but I thought I'd just listen to those two that have been tweeted to me. And I'd like to hear more of your Zoom story. So I said earlier on that I was going to try and cut down a wee bit on the coffee intake. But today I've been at the course that I've been doing, and they do have really good coffee there. And obviously, it's drink as much as you like. So it's around about 3 p.m. Ordinarily, I might have had a coffee in the morning, a coffee around about lunchtime, and maybe one afterwards. So I would perhaps have had 3 by this time, ordinarily. But I think I've had about 5. I've had about 5 really good coffees and not really much else to eat. So I instantly notice now the feeling of like, not, well, the lift in the mood. I don't want to say euphoria, because it's not anything like that. But I can definitely notice the fact that I've had some really strong coffee and some really good coffee as well. And I suppose this is one of the reasons why I think to myself that I perhaps need to limit the intake, although I failed miserably today, like I admitted. I do feel really, really perked up by it. But it'd be interesting to see over the next few hours, if I was to start and stop a boo, how my mood would fluctuate. But at the moment, I've just jumped back on the motorway and I'm on the way home. I'm about to pass the Leicester Forest service station, and no doubt when I get there, there'll be huge signs for Costa or Marks and Spencer's coffee. And it's got me thinking, maybe it's just the way I look at coffee has changed. Maybe it was there all along and coffee has been hugely popular. But it just seems to me that over these last maybe 5 or 6 years, the likes of Starbucks and Costa have really upped the game. Leicester Forest East, it says here, Starbucks and Waitrose. And the Starbucks name is quite prominent, to the point where it's overtaken the KFC and the McDonald's signs. But like I said, maybe it's just the fact that I'm noticing it more because I'm more of a coffee drinker now. Or maybe my attitudes have changed, whereas if my friends and I would go out to socialise, it would be, well, we'll meet at the local pub, or we'll meet at the pub in one of the towns nearby and have a chat over a beer, perhaps. But now it'd definitely be coffee. Like my friend Andy and I, we went walking the other day in the Peak District. After that, we went to a place to get a coffee afterwards. And it's very rarely that we go somewhere for a beer afterwards, simply because I'm driving, I just don't feel right doing it, even though it might only be one drink. I just feel that I would rather go for a coffee anyway. And like I said before, I'm not really a big drinker, and I'm certainly not a smoker. I never have been, never will be. So coffee is my vice. Has it changed? Or is it just me? I know Max told some great stories about the coffee houses. I think his coffee house is in his local town. I'm trying to think, did he call the guy? I'm trying to think now, forgive me for stumbling across this. Was he an Italian guy? They called him Wee Jock or something like that. I can't remember, but yeah. Okay, so thanks to Rich and to Mac for getting back to me on that one. I think there may well be some more responses that I've not found yet. So thank you for getting back to me, guys, and hopefully I'll hear other people's views very soon. Okay, bye for now.